Hi, this is Warren Rogan of the Sports Forgotten Heroes podcast, here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on a grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind from French press to espresso and his favorite roast depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's Sterling, S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G, soap.com.
Welcome to the official Football Learning Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ken Crippen, and I'm the founder and lead instructor at the Football Learning Academy, an online school teaching pro football history. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Today we focus on Fido Murphy, one of the most colorful characters in pro football scouting history, and we'll get to that in a minute. To learn more about trailblazing contributors in pro football history, visit our Historical Scouting Reports class, where we discuss the greats in pro football history, and it's something that will continually expand over time. Check it out at the Football Learning Academy website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Now let's get to our profile of Fido Murphy. One of the most colorful characters in NFL scouting history is Fido Murphy. He was a legend in his own mind and had no trouble taking credit for practically anything. In a Sports Illustrated article from 1967, Murphy was quoted as saying, "I'm the best at scouting opponents, but I can't tell you that because you'll think I'm nuts." He is also quoted as saying, "It isn't that I'm smarter than everyone else in football, it's just that I know more." Some call him a con artist, others say he was just a brilliant talent evaluator. But if you examine his scouting reports, you might think that he was correct in his opinion of himself. But he was notorious for embellishing his resume, and it's impossible to verify all of the claims. For example, Murphy claims to have accomplished the following. He created the modern T formation. He invented the defensive technique of red dogging. He was a person responsible for devising the schemes in the Chicago Bears' drubbing of the Washington Redskins 73-0 in the 1940 NFL Championship game. He also claimed to have invented the defense that stopped the shotgun formation used by the San Francisco 49ers. In my upcoming book on the early history of pro football scouting, I dive deep into each of these claims, so stay tuned for that. Fido Murphy was born July 9, 1905 in Somerville, Massachusetts. He was a multi-sport athlete growing up, and this would help him later in life. He played fullback for Westbrook Seminary in Portland, Maine in 1925 and 1926. After graduation, he went to St. Louis University and played football under coach Hunk Anderson, who had played under Newt Rockne at Notre Dame. Throughout the 1930s, he was involved in various activities, including playing professional football and baseball and coaching high school football. He also started his scouting career working part-time for the University of Georgia and for Notre Dame. There are claims that he started scouting for the Chicago Bears in 1934, but that hasn't been confirmed at the recording of this podcast. However, we do know that he spent decades scouting for the Bears, as well as the Detroit Lions, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Blestoe. What was interesting is that he had scouted for the Steelers and Bears simultaneously. According to Art Rooney, quote, "It was fun watching Murphy run back and forth between the Steeler and Bears tables on draft day," end quote. Him scouting for both the Steelers and Bears ended in 1966 when he was solely working for the Chicago Bears. He stayed there until his death in 1983. Remember those four claims I mentioned earlier? That's not all. He also claims to have invented the 40-yard dash in 1938 as a way to measure players. I dive into greater detail in my upcoming book on the early history of pro football scouting, so stay tuned for its release. Thank you for listening to our profile of Fido Murphy. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Thank you for listening.
Hi, everyone. There's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not so great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones, too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.